Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
When you need advanced heart care, everything comes to a halt. You have a serious decision to make. So you do your research, and all roads lead to Penn Medicine, the region's only nationally ranked heart and vascular center. We perform the most advanced heart procedures in the region, leading to high success rates for even the most complex cases. And through clinical trials, we develop and perfect the latest innovations. For peace of mind when you need it most, visit PennMedicine.org/advancedheartcare to schedule an appointment.
If your time to you is worth saving, then you better stop swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times we have it changing. Some writers and critics who privatize with your pen and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's battle outside region. We'll sing, shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out a new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The orders are already fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are changing.
Peace and love, peace and love. Welcome to the Jesus Show this evening, to your families, to your friends, to your loved ones, and to 2.6 billion children of the world. I want to speak healing to us all. I want to speak great love and abundance to all and to your families. I want to say hello to all of the speakers on the Babnet and Damon Network. Even if they're not listening, thank you for all that you do, all that you give. great blessings and miracles to all of your families. Thank you so much, Brother O, for always walking with me and guiding me in the right directions as I grow as a speaker here at the Babnat family, sponsored by Looking Glass Entertainment. This evening, I will be speaking on my own. The network is changing now, as Brother O spoke on very briefly. For those who have prepaid phones, not able to get in, I will have to actually do my best to invest in a whole other system to continue on being the speaker that I am, to have almost a quarter million platform. That's big, you know, and we're not going to let the systems intervene and distract us from what is ordained, from what is written, for the potential of the new elders, for the potential of a new advanced race, for the potential of those of the children of the sun of the glorious heavens, for the potential of a new world that is disease-free, for the potential for us to love wholeheartedly, for the potential for us to use our attributes of spirituality and higher consciousness, for the potential for us to reverse and deprogram for all that was given to us, and to come in touch with the inner that is the GPS in the entire script of the human experience in flesh and blood. So again, thank you all. I will apologize to my other platform that is also international platform through social media. For those who would have called in tonight and not able to get in due to the prepaid services, phone companies, excuse me, if you will. So I apologize again, even though they can't hear me. Hopefully I can send this, this show to my other platform in the future. So again, much healing to us. I speak right now that we have a sound mind and an open heart to receive this message. Shall we be able to receive this message through the filters of our minds? Shall we be able to filter this message through our hearts? Shall we be able to filter this message without emotion, and again, through the heart, if you will? Bear with me, family, as I get it together here. Brother O, thank you again. I want to also speak. Rest in peace, rest in power to the great, beloved legend, Aretha Franklin, for she has transitioned, to my knowledge, from our world into a world of perfection. And we thank you, Aretha Franklin. We thank you for all that you have given us through the gospel, through the word of God, through gospel music, and through your amazing voice, your anointed angelic voice. Thank you to my elder sister, the queen of soul music. Thank you, Aretha Franklin. You are well known, and you will always be remembered from here to the heavens. We gonna dance, girl, when we get back to the heavens, honey, when I get back. So just wanted to say that for right now. I address you at Magnetic Service. I address you as the new golden race. I address you for what was written in our biblical books, our religious books. I speak to you again as the new advanced race. I speak to you as a descendant of the higher thrones of the heaven. I speak to you from the spirit from within. I speak to you with no book. I speak to you with no programming. I speak to you with no justifications. I speak to you with no operational mind control. I speak to you detached from the ways of the world, yet I will speak on the results of an imbalanced world through an imbalanced, benevolent people of love who were led into an imbalanced way of living on the planet Earth. Now that we are coming into a new world, a world that is disease-free, a world with 2.6 billion children love wholeheartedly, a world that is delivered from evil, a world that is delivered from suffering of the mind, body, and soul, I address us at Magnetic Service. Speak to us from a foreign message within our heart. Again, for we have been led to think from the mind, from all of the programming of this world and has led our world into a world of suffering. There is a reversal way to live on the planet where no human being or no animal would suffer. For love is the way. For the spirit of joy is the way. So in saying that, I spoke on the church for the past two shows, church part one, church part two. It all boils down, as I freestyle to you from my heart, it all boils down to the heart and to the healing. And it boils down to the, it boils down to the entire world order being rewritten in the humanity co-signing for it, innocently. We are in a timing now of awakening where 9+ billion human souls are awakening. I said the soul, for we have not been in touch with the soul that lies inside the corporeal body, for we have been in touch with our feelings. We have been in touch with our way of thinking. We have been taught how to think. We have been taught what to go after. We have been taught and led that there's only one way, and that is what is in front of us, for that is not the only or the way to live a fulfilled, purpose-driven life in flesh and blood. For again, the heart is the way. The heart is the universe. The heart is the Almighty. The heart is God. The heart is Source. The heart is the Almighty All. The heart is victory. The heart is abundance. The heart is the spirit of peace. For the heart knows, the knowing for the heart and for the DNA within that has a communication through the humanoid brain. For the DNA is also your best friend. For the DNA is the health. For the DNA is the health of the humanoid body. For the DNA is the sufficient communication within the humanoid, for the humanoid to walk on the planet in perfect health. For the DNA, another word for the DNA is called the innate. The DNA is strong enough to sustain human life up to 1,000 years. The humanoid is evolved enough to stand on the planet up to 1,000 years. We've had little dose to my Christian and my Catholic family, my Muslim family, through our religious books, our biblical, through our Bible. It even speaks of those who have walked the earth at 800 and 600 years old, for that is not anything new. For we have the power in our organic humanoid body to sustain human life up to 1,000 years. See, we die, we transition due to the operational dictation of the mental side, because due to man's way of dictating the human population into deterioration, where we degenerate the body and we transition due to semantic death because we eat artificial foods, particularly in North America, where other countries would not even allow the foods in North America into their country. And honestly, it's not food. I use the word food because it's what we know. But we do not eat food. Food would be the organic food of the planet. We eat created food created by man. And this is the greatest reason of the deterioration and degeneration of the humanoid body. Where is that coming from? Where I speak about the church? Excuse me, y'all, it might be a little word twisted tonight. Excuse me, it happens. When I speak on the church and I speak of diet, for the church is the head of the source, the church for the entire human population. For 9+ billion, the church is the highest representation of source within the hearts of humanity. For the church is the highest source of the creator. For the church is the head of the entire population of 9 billion. So when I speak of the church, and I speak of our eating regimens, that right there is a killer, especially in North America, yet all around the world, especially the Catholic, the head of the church, the Catholic Church, which Christianity was birthed out of that, Catholicism, all Christianity. Right here in North America, even though I'm speaking to people that's all around the world, I want to point out to you as well, namely what's going on the greatest kingdom on the face of the earth, North America, a.k.a. original name, Turtle Island. Here in North America alone, even though I point this all around the world, and our churches here in America, we as a people should be focused on perfect health in the church and outside of the church. We have too many churches. To my knowledge, 37 million churches on the planet Earth. 37 million churches on the planet Earth. Shall my statistics be right? 34,000 Christian churches alone in America. I hope my statistics are right. You might want to Google that yourself. But it's clear to see in North America, outside of statistics and being using the Google bar, it's clear to see in North America there are churches everywhere, in all communities, in all cities. There's almost a church on about every 3 to 4 or 5 blocks in North America. No matter what branch it is, Baptist, Pentecostal, Catholic, Primitive Baptist, Antioch Baptist, Missionary Baptist, all of that as a collective. 115 million, let's call them Americans, are admitted into the emergency room every year, huh? Huh? 115 million? America is only 300 million population. 115 million are admitted into the hospitals, into the emergency rooms, admitted. Not, you don't go home, get a sticker, you don't go home, get a Band-Aid. No, this is admitted into the hospitals. Let me say this number again, because I'm not playing with us, and I don't play with me. I'm talking about a revival here. I'm speaking of a restoration here. I'm speaking of a resurrection of a benevolent people of God. I'll take the heat. I'll take the heat for this message. And before I go on, I just want to say I'm on air now from Long Beach, California. Please call in at number 605-562-0444. Again, that's area code 605-562-0444. Press PIN number 7414519#. Then number 1# to listen, and star 2 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, great love to everybody jumped on, and thank you for your time to even receive me, or for this to ring a bell, or for this to be something that may rise up in you 6 or 8 months from now. You see what I'm saying? Every message may not be received right now, but it's always being planted into the soul. Because once your ears hear what I'm saying, it goes right into the heart. The heart can hear it. The DNA can hear it. So in saying that, it'll give it back to you. Shall you not be able to receive all of this? But when we get back to the church, when it comes to perfect health, with the church being the highest source to represent the greatest source imaginable of existence, which would be known to the human population as God, the Almighty. Source. You see what I'm saying? 115 million what's called Americans, let alone all of my brothers and sisters outside of America who are still suffering with sickness. Hold on. All four corners of the earth. But here in America with all these churches, we're not practicing perfect health. It's clear to see because of the traumatizing world now, whether we speak about it or not, and because of the sicknesses, everybody's family members, none of us have gone without witnessing a family member, if not now, that's still living or have transitioned to have a disease in the body, a deficiency in the body. We can change that. We can change the clock. We can change the clock right now by having children to study the entire humanoid body, including you. How the soul fit in the body? How we represent God? You see what I'm saying? How we calling ourselves kings, queens? You see what I'm saying? Mommy and daddy. But we are not demonstrating and exercising and seeking the entire humanoid body and studying the entire humanoid body? Wait a minute. Come on. I know in America we're complaining about unemployment. We're complaining about police brutality, racism. Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. But we're not putting up a fight. We're not raising hell. We're not screaming. Because of the alarming numbers of our people transitioning, dying due to sickness in the body that we have access to know, the DNA will communicate everything wrong. The womb on a woman has a microphone inside of it. We have access to understand, to study the entire humanoid body. We have the access now to understand why the human body degenerates. We have access to understand why the human body is attacked spiritually and physically. We have now the access to understand how to heal the body, whether medically or holistically. And we are not. We send our children to someone else to teach them, and we still are not as what's called adults, teaching ourselves, studying ourselves, the entire humanoid body. Children by the age of five, hundreds and thousands of years ago, knew the entire human body and all organs by the age of five by heart. Huh? We sold to the babies, honey. Huh? Huh? Come on now. Come on now, we got to clean our stinking thing. And I'm not saying what's going on in the world isn't the reason to make noise, but I'm saying we got to look in the mirror and get to the core of the problem. The core of the problem isn't Washington. The core of the problem isn't police shootings in America. The core of the problem isn't all the warring on the planet. The core of the problem is our own mirror and what we know we can do and still skipping around it and still raising hell about the results of the world. The lack of integrity in the world, the cruelty of the world. But wait a minute, isn't it cruel to not by now after Aunt Bessie done left and Uncle Jimmy and Mama and Daddy done left from cancer and all kind of diseases? Isn't that our duty as advanced beings, as the children of God, to study and understand the entire humanoid body? Brother O, can you please play this next track, Brother O? Thank you, baby.
You got it, girl. Listen, guys, let us keep our sister, Aretha Franklin, in prayer. She's in dire, grave, ill position right now, and all her family is around her, but it does not look well. And definitely this sister has served her purpose. Let's honor her right now, the great Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
On the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had a place of love and day, oh, it made me feel so tired. Thank you.
live from Long Beach, California. Sometimes you did, boy. I think sometimes you get stuck and fell out of the spirit there, y'all, sometimes that music, boy.
You're right. I'm sorry. Oh, peace and love to everybody. Caller number one is in queue.
Peace and blessings, Sister Shiza.
Hey, good evening, great mother Bessie. Good evening.
Yes. Good evening. I love your show. I love what you're speaking on the church. And I just wanted to say I send my condolences to the family of Aretha Franklin. And
yes.
She is one of the great singers. And the one song that I love so much when it concerns her is Respect.
And when we listen
to that song Respect, everyone wanted to respect themselves.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes. And I just wanted to say thank you for speaking on the subject that you're speaking on, and that it's a lot, like you said, it's a lot of churches in our neighborhoods, but there's crime everywhere. I mean, a lot of things that the churches are not coming out doing in the community. And we have a lot of churches that are not real churches. And it's about money, and it's not helping the people in the community. So I thank you for what you're saying, and I love you dearly. Peace and blessings.
I love you, great Mother Bessie. Thank you so much, and great love to you and your family. Family, thank you again for jumping on. Brother O, thank you for playing that legend, the great, beloved Aretha Franklin, and much condolences and comfort to her family. Wow, what a legend to even be a part of her bloodline. What a legend of our time. A powerful woman of God. And did she know God, honey? Did she, honey? Yes, she did. And those of us who are here continue on walking on that path to represent the Almighty God to the best of our ability as we come into more understanding the God within us. And again, speaking on the humanoid body where I left off at, This is serious, family. You know, mm-hmm. Somebody's got to blow the trumpet about this.
Yes.
We got to blow the trumpet about what we have the ability and the capability to do. And we must begin educating ourselves on our own body, for Christ's sake. You got two arms, you got toes, you got eyes and a nose, you got a liver, you got a kidney. I have to say this because we know this, yet we have to demonstrate this in our own life. We need help. You need help to be effective to get through the day. You see what I'm saying? You need help, honey, to be able to operate in the heart. You need help. Speaking of the church. See, I am the church, honey. And I don't have no building, don't need no building. My ancestors ain't have no building no way. We don't need no building for what's inside of us. When God dwells right inside of us, who need a building, honey? We got each other, honey. It's about the souls, honey, and the spirits when we come together, honey, and hear God. So when I speak of health, even the churches representing Halloween, are you kidding me here in North America? For some of the Christian churches, my Christian family, the level of diabetes in our communities, in our families, and you mean the high statistics in what's called, see, I don't see no color. But in what's called black folk, see, I don't see no color, but I'm going to speak according to what the people know and what the people believe in. See, let alone in the black community, I'm not saying what's called white. See, I don't like to say color, but see, God said you got to speak what my children know. to what we know, according to some of what we believe in, so that people can understand me. I'm not going to talk to you with all these fancy words. My people can't understand that. We are simple people, a basic people. So in saying that, with the alarming race in what's called the black community, but in all communities in North America, the alarming rates of diabetes, the alarming rates of children with negligent hygiene, with losing our teeth, the alarming rates of children in America with teeth decay, with rotten teeth. Come on now. That's some of our family. Come on now. Some of us got 3 and 6 years old, got black rotten teeth. Come on, man. And the church can't see this. We are the church. I ain't talking about the pastor. I talk about us, myself. I know because I lost the damn teeth. Excuse me, if you will. Excuse me. From the sugars. We shouldn't even promote children having sugars, as in candies. They don't need it. It's artificial. We need to feed the children information. Information. These children can't concentrate. In these school systems, they can't concentrate. And they don't lose with all this garbage in their blood system. We got to get it together. For I am the church. And I don't need a building to understand the transformation of a beautiful people. We have the will to do it. We can walk. Even someone who can't walk still has the ability to seek God's face within. I ain't gonna leave us hanging for nothing. But you got to seek God's face. See, the world give us everything that we can just walk out of the front door and go get. See, the world provides you with everything it wants you to have because it don't want you to come into what God is saying in your heart. See, the message right there in your heart. In your heart. You don't need a message from the mankind. You need the message that's within. Because, see, within going to get you right. Within bring prosperity. Within bring God's intelligence. Within bring a fulfilled, purpose-driven life. Within bring wholeheartedly love all around the planet. It's within, honey. Within, honey. Come on now, anybody, feel free to join the call by pressing *2, if you will. But we got to get to the nitty-gritty. We got to look at the picture with a frame. We keep looking at the picture with no frame. That ain't going to work. Brother O, would you please play the next track of the beloved Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, for tomorrow. Woman said he was Ezekiel's real turn, boy. And I can hear my grandmother sing those songs like that. Jesus, you knew that God was in the room. How about that? I know I'm telling the truth. I know I'm saying something tonight. And let me go off this line, get you on up, boy.
Yes, honey. Yes, yes, yes. You spoke of your grandmother, honey. Why I picture my grandmother in her robe, honey? Yes, because she ain't bring nothing but substance. Nothing but substance, not a drop of discord, a woman of God with a calm spirit. You see what I'm saying? Oh, caller number two is in queue. Peace and love. Who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hey, peace and love is correct. Man, what can I say? This is the Master Sound Therapist, Huni Vakachun, a.k.a. the Magic Man. How you doing? My sister, she.
Great love
how you
to
doing?
You. Great love. I'm doing great.
Yes, yes. You know what, man? Again, I'm standing outside, and I can't help to be one as I continue to be with All in All. I'm going to show you how powerful All in All is, because earlier, as you was about our Heavenly Father's and Mother's business, right, you mentioned someone needs to blow the trumpet. Now, this is pure divine truth what I'm about to tell you. When I first heard your tone of voice, to me, your tone of voice and your style and your delivery is like a perfect blend, if there is such a thing. But I'm the Magic Man, so I can do this with my mind. You are like a perfect blend of a trumpet and a saxophone. It blends so well that not only do you kick the reel that all of us can feel? And I said that for a reason. Even though they came with the news, this trying to cut certain people out, but they ain't stopped nothing. You know why? You know why they ain't stopped nothing? Because not just the Magic Man tuning in to you. I got to congratulate you, Jesus, on your O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with a total of 245,107 listeners. This is your 10th in 11 episodes as a new host, making you the fastest pacing show in our franchise or in history, despite the new prepaid rules on all internet radio. So, like I said, they ain't stopped nothing. You're a bum rush. You get what I'm saying? You done set the bar so high. I think that people, most of us, we know we don't mind investing in ourselves and each other. So on that note, the magic man going to pause. I got nothing but pure divine love for you, and just continue to handle your business.
Receive. Thank you so much, sacred brother. Thank you so much for all that you have said to us tonight, and thank you for announcing 245,107 listeners, even with the changes of the prepaid phones. See, when things like that happen, that's when you get the double doors in heaven to open. You see what I'm saying? When man-made systems want to intervene in God's children, that's when the double doors of heaven open. See, when man say no, the universe say yes, point blank, ain't no way around it. See, man don't have that kind of power. Man don't even have the power that's in us. See, we just don't understand or in touch with the power that's in us. You see what I'm saying? So when man comes and want to change things around, see, man know what's happening. Man know that the children of the sun are waking up. Man know that the children of the sun are thinking different. They thinking with a new intelligence. They thinking with a new heart. The children of the sun are fed up. Fed up. And when we get fed up, see, we get mankind to start running around with their heads cut off. See, you just don't know. You might think that Washington is the problem and police is the problem. I'm not saying that that is not, but you got to see the deeper picture in this. You got to see the manifestations taking place. The more and more mankind say no, and more we rise and resurrect and revive and restore our way of thinking. Honey, I'm telling you, it gets mankind to start running around trying to figure out all kinds of tricks to divide us. But see, nothing can divide the spirit and the soul from what is and what will be in the potential of the evolution of the new under the sun, of the new advanced race. While we advance, because God is advanced. Come on now, you think God just been the same? You don't even think God ain't growing even through his children? Come on now. When God lies in front of us, you don't think that God don't rise up itself? When it's, see, when something so powerful like that, it still has to be. You see, God is so much, it needed us to put itself together, honey. See, when you God, that means that you all, so you got to be put together. When you all and when you God like that, you don't know. You're of nothingness. When you're such a big, immaculate being that can create worlds and create transcendental beings like this, from world to world, to create suns and moons and stars, honey, shooting stars, meteors and stuff. Come on now. That's why we all here, if you was able to grasp that. And please, everybody, anybody, please press start two to talk. And don't be scared, honey. Speak your mind, honey. See, it's time for us to speak. It's time for us to have a voice, honey. You see what I'm saying? So feel free to press start two, honey. My honeys out there, for I am a reflection of you, for I say what people won't say, or I say what has been foreign to us, what has been, what has been dormant in us, in our souls, in our heart, honey. You see what I'm saying? So again, I was speaking on the church, and I was speaking of health, perfect health. See, we want to create this, and we want to create that, and we want to save the people, and we want to make noise. I'm not saying that that's wrong, because there is no such thing as right or wrong. It's about good and evil. Yet, as much energy as we use around the world to complain, which we should have a voice. See, when we transform ourselves, we transform the world. When we check the beam in our own eye and understand how to be grounded in God within yourself, that's what transforms the world. See, when we start leading children, like I said, and have children, even in your own behind, to these big baby humans, some of us got bigger, but we didn't get better. That's why I call it baby Huey. See, we got bigger, but we didn't get better, honey bot. You got kids 8 years old that can heal the whole body, honey bot. So this is why I speak on studying, examining the entire humanoid body. We ain't supposed to just sit around. See, we got doctors because we forgot we are the doctors. Why would God put a soul, your soul inside a humanoid body?
body and not give you the navigation and the understanding and the knowing and the education already installed inside of you to know what to do when it comes to deficiency in the body. Come on, man. Oh, it's within us. Like I said, the DNA has all information of what you've been through, of any deficiency in the body and how to heal the body. I'm not saying we're not supposed to use doctors. That's not what I'm saying. Because we come too far, honey. So you got to use poison to get rid of the poison. So that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have all these doctors. And some of them come to kill, steal, and destroy, quiet as cat. That's because we forgot we are the doctors, honey. Think back, honey. Think back to some of the stories, honey. Think back to your great-grandmama. Some of y'all been on the planet long enough where you lived with your great-grandmamas and your great-uncles, honey, was on the planet, honey. By they wasn't going to no doctor, honey. Grandmama had everything. Mama used the herb. Come on now. Come on now. If you put an onion on the bottom of your foot, that right there will detox everything in your blood system, all metals and everything out of your system. Come on, now, putting an onion. Some of y'all, Mama Bessie might know about that. Come on, now. Aunt Bessie and Uncle Jimmy and them, come on, now. They can sit what's called a little cold. See, back then, they would just get a little cold and stuff. Shoot, they eat an onion raw. Come on, now. Come on, now, we ain't need all this stuff, but now we are where we are, and I'm saying out of responsibility to revive. I'm speaking for generations of 10,000 years that ain't even descend down to the planet yet. Come on, now. We came to, we are the part of the new under the sun. We are part of the new wave. We come to set the way for those for 10,000 years from now to get back to the knowing within, to get back to the heart within. The loudest voice on the planet is within. Never mind whether you can hear it or not. That's the truth. That comes with understanding, honey. So again, where I'm coming from is the perfect health. And the study and the body, I'm going to have to go into a part four, honey. I ain't done. I'm not done. I even brought up the diabetes, and I brought up the Halloween, the church, the Christian family promoting the Halloween candy. And come on, man. See, the kids can't promote that and set up all these activities, man. That's adults doing that, baby Hughes. Come on now. The diabetes is that state of emergency. Come on now. We don't need to be giving these children that. Bad enough, we not even see. This is why pastors, when they transcend, this is why pastors got to heal in the heavenly thrones. This is why pastors have to heal in the heavenly thrones when they leave the body. Because, excuse me, even in the Bible was listed so many times about the spirit and none of the pastors are hoping the congregation is coming to the spirit, honey. Because if that was the case, we wouldn't be influencing young folks to use condoms and birth control. That's the enemy, honey. We don't need to be promoting a young woman having rubber in her womb. We don't need to promote young men having rubber on his penis. I say not. That's the enemy. We have to understand how sacred the womb is. These children ain't been on the planet long enough. We don't need to influence conduct. We need to influence the sacredness and the power of the womb in these young girls. See, that's the tricks of the enemy. And they always say, but if we don't use condoms, what are we supposed to do? You become whole with yourself and understand God's plan for your life. And don't think carnal about giving your body to somebody else. You ain't been on the planet long enough. Hell, some of us, 30, 40, and 50, still ain't been on the planet enough to get it together. Talk about we grown. We ain't grown. We growing. Brother O, would you please play the next track, my brother?
Well, first of all, that was from August 17th, 2008. The young lady who is right now, you know, in par excellence, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast nominee for the class of 2022, Miss Jesus Powell, Christine has went through some trials and tribulations herself with the sickness of her son. And, you know, she was ready this morning to do her show. And it's like, you know, some type of spirit that's trying to unenhance the ability of our hosts to do great work. However, we have archives. And, of course, at that time, we were on, you know, talk show radio, and it wasn't the greatest vehicle to play music, and that's why we moved to Blog Talk Radio, where everything is just clear and concise. But, you know, still, the archive is there, and Jesus showed up and showed out. And now we must talk to the campaign manager for this young lady this year. Then we'll open up the lines for calls. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasted Enshrining, and this year's elect as a lifetime achiever for the same hall, the Magic Man Haru, the architect of the universe, Mr. Huni Bakatun.
Boy, I tell you, all praise is due to all in all. When I tell you, my sister, Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 2022. When I tell you she's one of the best that has ever been sent doing Mission Planet Earth. And I'm telling you, this young lady came to work. And, you know, it's a shame that so much is happening, but I comprehend because the enemy and their kind, they know their time been up. So that's why they're taking a last stand, violence breaking out all over the place. You understand? So many things is happening, but we got her. That's like I showed up for her on a night that show aired, and I'm going to show up tonight for her to speak on her behalf. Everybody who's listening in, please get ready. And send in your email. Do whatever it takes, your testimonials, and support our sister because she deserved to be there. Documentation is very, very important. Along with her, and I got to shout out, also, her running partner, Hall of Fame nominated Terry Strength. Definitely get ready to show your divine love and support. Hey, Hall of Fame four times. I ain't going nowhere, man. I want to hear what other people
right.
have to say about one of the greatest of our time.
Well, first of all, that night was so important because that was only 250,000 people, man, in 2018. That was her 10th championship. The young lady now has 38 championships. And, you know, it's been a whole lot of things. Let me explain what's going on, you know, with Christine. Last month, she had an affliction in her body that I saw and I was a witness to. And that caused her not to do her show in June. And then yesterday, she rushed her son to the hospital. You know, he's epileptic and he goes through things. And usually the family can handle it. But not yesterday. Such a sad situation. But however, the victory has already been won. And so I'm going to keep you on, brother, and we'll bring on a person who is an intern to our network and did an outstanding job in his first try, our outstanding grand championship. One half of the Blues Brothers, Mr. Clever One.
Number one in the building. You know what I'm saying? One half for the Blues Brothers. Coming from the Broad Street, Bully side of Philadelphia. Shout out to Jesus out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, we out here dropping the jewelry on him, you know what I'm saying? Slick, big chains to all the people listening in. You know what I'm saying? But I got one brief.
Hold on, Clev. You say that now. What you're on right now, try to switch it because I want the world to hear what you have to say tonight. I want them to hear it loud and clear. Let's check one, check two. Go ahead and talk to me.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say this
yeah,
because
perfect.
I caught
well,
a few
almost. Almost.
I caught
perfect.
A different
almost.
Hold on. Are you on the... I got you. You got me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect, perfect. All right now, let's get it. And before you go, this is the first time, man, in love and understanding, we have the internet wonder himself. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting enshrining Mr. Huni Bakatun. Huni Bakatun, before Clev One starts to talk, you know, your opinion on him, you know, coming to WBNN at this time.
Hey, one powerful soul. Much in divine love and respect for you, Clev One. Telling you, definitely got a powerful soul, man, that's generating through your body, man, and it's resonating through your tone of voice. Many people are tuning in, bro. Many people feel you. We don't have to be in your physical presence.
to be able to feel what the divine is working through you and using you for. So I appreciate you. And not only is you taking time to do what you do on a daily, but you're also a part of us here at WBNN, man. You get nothing but divine love and respect from me, the Magic Nurse.
All right. All right, Clav. It's your turn, baby.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate the love, man. Listen, man, and like I said, shout out to the whole WBNN, you know what I'm saying, all the elders of the network, you know what I'm saying. But I wanted to say a few things about what I caught this evening, you know what I'm saying. And the first piece of information that I have for the people, and this is a suggestion, people, because, you know, you could do what you want. We have free will to do what we please out here. But the first suggestion that I have for the people is to seek refuge from paganism. If you don't know what paganism is, people, know that this is something that is not prescribed for us. You know what I'm saying? And if you understand this, if you read your pages very carefully, you know what I'm saying, all the information in which that are proofs and evidence to make this authenticated information for yourself to understand and apply to your lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, it's available for you, folks. You know what I mean? You carry this information around with you on a day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying? So you read these things carefully and know what this word is, paganism, you know what I'm saying, and understand the definition of that, and know that there's no significance of it, you know, in regards to how we're trying to establish these things out here. And the second thing that I wanted to note was, yes, people, the humanoid statement. You know, I like to call them human androids with no SIM card in them, you know what I'm saying? So the likeness of this phrase is people. You pollute yourselves with frivolous information, unbeneficial information. You pollute yourselves with bad dieting, you know what I'm saying, in which that was stated earlier, you know what I'm saying, and you pollute yourselves with bad habitry, bad extracurricular activities, in which that you pollute your mind and your body and your soul, everything, all these different things. And when you do this, you deactivate your powers, people. Beverly, we are X-Men out here, you know what I'm saying? And subliminally, they tell you this all over the globe, you know what I'm saying, that we have abilities to do all types of sorts of things, you know what I'm saying? Me, I like to place myself in the likeness of Hancock, if y'all ever saw that movie, you know what I'm saying? You know, so the whole thing about it is people, don't deactivate your pineals and things that enables you to do things to elevate to the next level out here. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I got for you. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jesus. You know what I mean? This is Clever one half of the Booze Brothers from Bull Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? And we dropped the Slick Rick chains and the Eric B. and Rakim jewelry for the people.
And Willie Bakatoon, you have to say to this young man who's come on this network and done, you know, a lot of people haven't done what he's done, coming on and being a champion in his first run as an intern. Your thoughts to the young man? We're going to try next call. We will keep this on as a forum, so I'm not going to let you go, Clev. Willie Bakatoon? He's still there.
Hey, like I say, bro, you are definitely.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here, brother.
Resonating through your body. You definitely got a powerful soul resonating through your body, man. I appreciate the work that you have done so far. And one of the things that I noticed right off the bat, man, you came to work, and that says a lot about your character. You get what I'm saying? Many people can talk the talk, but they won't take time to put in the work. So you showed up and showed out, man, and keep doing what you're doing, bro. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate this, man. And again, you know, I'm a student to all these things out here, you know, so I'll just pay attention to, you know, what may be beneficial for myself and others, you know what I mean? Because it ain't just about me, you know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
And now we bring on a person who's a charter member of our network. He's seen them come. He's seen them go, and he's always been the same person. Every single show, he's never changed. And that's why I admire him so much. 2015 charter member of WBNN, Mr. Will of God.
Damn, I actually heard that thing say unmuted. Yo, what's up, she Jesus? I'm back. And what's up, everybody else that's come chilling? What's up, y'all?
What's going on, brother?
Man, you know, man, I'm just listening to how she was talking, and I say, wow. You know, she Jesus, I hope you get better. We praying for you, lady, and you know I got your bizak. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people don't really understand who I am. They try to figure me out. They try to make me sometimes become a donut, but I keep on rolling. You know what I'm saying? Without a hole with it. Ooh, ain't that funky. But, yo, she said some deep stuff tonight. Some people do get captivated with English. You know, I'm a Jesus guy. You know what I mean? Don't get mad at me. I just know I'm going to tell a different type of story. Like, if I'm on my deathbed, you know, and I got these daggone Martians coming at me or whatever the hell, these demons or these fallen angels, I don't want to, you know, maybe I'm at me wrong. You know, Yahshua, that's a good thing, too. But I'm just saying, I'd rather have something that's going to make them niggas run. Jesus. But, on the other hand, some people like to do satanic rituals. Some people like to be down with demons. I don't want them type of people part of my party. So I feel as though, hey, if you got a religion and you love God and you really want to uplift the community and the world and we want to be on the same page where we ain't trying to shoot each other and die tomorrow or today or right now, you know what I mean? So be it until we figure out who's right and who's wrong. I know the Bible ain't lied yet, so I know I'm cool. But other than that, I'm still trying to figure out all these different stories that's being bestowed upon our life. Now, the other side, I just want to sit up there and say, my God, man, I'm hearing how the music was played back then. And God darn it, you can see the magical change. That's why I'm so happy, oh, when I was telling you, like, yo, play the MP3, because, you know, I used to be producer for Purpose Kingdom Network, so I know how Blog Talk works. That's why I was telling you, put that MP3 on, and the music would sound like you listening to WDAS or Pi 99, and when you did it, you started saying, hold up now, every show that we do, I play music, and you've been killing it playing music. Damn, we can't talk as much as we want, but that's you still got some good music coming sometimes. I'm like, all right, that's what's up. But see, Jesus, you better get back better. You know what I'm saying? Because we need you to drop a bomb on this world, and we got you no matter what. Clever One, you in the building. I ain't know you down with South City and all that good stuff. You one of my hosts, whatever. We still flavor. And Hooney, I see you, man. Because we be talking, and you killing it. And all these hosts that's listening right now, because in fact, you ain't got nothing else better to do. As of tomorrow, destroy the game. Don't just kill the game. I went on WIP today, and I pumped them. 94.1 FM. I told Andrew Cattell, I said, yo, give me a song. Give me something. You want me to make a song and a poem? I made a song and a poem for the top of the head freestyling. And they gave it to me, and I really choked it because they said something, make up something about the heat, whatever. And I did it. Now what I did, what I told Angelo, hey, let all the people that listen to WIP email you and tell me what they think about me. That's what we need to do. Make the world call or text or email Brother O, if you're a host, and let them tell him what they think about you. So then you can learn how to evolve and see if you need to adjust something or fix something. Because he going to get all the emails unless you want him to email you yourself. You might not like the emails. You might like them. I don't know. But if you hear it from somebody else and they give you the true, authentic, you know what I mean, conversation, what's being said, maybe we could be better than what we are now. You know what I'm talking about?
I want to thank Will of God. First of all, you know, with the situation with Talk Show Radio, that's why I came on to Blog Talk Radio at its best. And being the great engineer that I am, and listening to Will of God and Larry Shepherd, you know, those three with me, you know, that's why we are the greatest internet radio network, period. And I'm glad that Will of God was able to come on and be able to interject that, because it's just true. And I thank Willa God for what he's done, you know, for me as a friend and being able to interject, you know, his wisdom. Thank you, Willa God. Now, tonight was a special show. And, you know, all of our prayers go to her son, Jalen, at this time. And all the things that, you know, we have the ability to be great. And I do have another call that came on. And I think I know who it is. It's funny. Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from? Don't say it. Now, it's funny that you came on because you were the first person, you know, to take this, you know, this network to another level. And I want to thank Willa God for his wisdom, you know, interjecting to make, you know, the shows better. And he has the outstanding right to be recognized. But first and foremost, my first ever web manager and web designer of this network who helped me in, you know, beyond. Without Larry Shepherd, we wouldn't be where we are today in numbers. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
And, you know, we had a show tonight with Jesus, and, you know, you've been with me a long time, you know, through the Damon Network. And we're going to talk history right
now. Yes.
Anybody else want to press, you know, one before we go into Ngozi time, please do. But, you know, Mike Tyson, AC, talk about your gift to me in helping me build this network to where it is today in the tens of millions, and just your ride with WBNN, Beverly Nation.
Well, when I started the website, I want to get the sound barrier on, and I want to show the shows that were presented. I thought that was very important. And then show the shows that were going on. This has a very lengthy history. There have been many hosts here. I'm just been blessed to have the opportunity to put on shows, to put on news of what was going on in Damon Network, Beverly Nation, and just it was just so exciting to me just to do that.
Well, for you, man, you know how I feel about you, you know, AC. In our quiet conversations, you know, when we had Beverly Nation, and they wrote me off. Remember that, Larry?
Yeah.
Just go there and tell the truth. Wow, you know, yeah. And, you know, and it's okay. We came back with Damon, Determined and Motivate Online Network, and, you know, with Twin, of course, the great Hall of Fame, Andre Presley, Miss Tia's Queen, and you.
Yes.
You know, we understood that our lives was not over in broadcasting. And people came, left and came back. That's good. But we are there for the newcomers, you know, like Clef One and Mo Carmen and Mr. Boston, who this year are our standing rookies for the, you know, Lenny New Host of the Year for this class of 2022. And we look back about the great legacy of Anna Wardell, who you know. And I'm going to bring on Huli Bakatoon in a minute, but because they understand, you know, their history regardless. And we look at people, you know, that were selfless to help this network, like Willa God. And I give all honor to him, you know, and I thank my brother for his kind words to enhance. And, you know, it needs to be said because truth is truth. But you, brother, you helped me miles and miles ahead of anybody else because we had these type of conversations privately about how we can enhance this network to be great. And you said, listen, are you able to listen to me? No, you need to listen. If you do what I tell you to do, you know what it was, and that's our thing,
yes.
Right? You can enhance this network
yes.
to be great. And through your tutelage and through the practices, we're able to take this network from, you know, from just above the grass to above the roof. And I thank you so, so much. And I'm going to bring on Winnie Bakatoon, but he was here through it all since 2017.
Our brother.
Okay. Yeah. Winnie Bakatoon, talk
yes.
about, you know, Mr. Larry Shepherd, a.k.a. Mike Tyson, a.k.a. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, and what he did for this network as our web designer, his touch. Hope he's there. Now, he might probably fell out in the spirit. You know how it is, Larry. Yeah.
You know, he and I go way back, though. We go way
yeah.
back. I mean,
Hey,
wait a minute,
hold
on. Is that who I think it is?
Now we thought you found the spirit. We didn't know who you were.
He said, fall
hey,
out.
Hey, look, I'm trying to, you know, look, you know how I feel, you know how you feel about the background noise, man. I'm trying to, you know, meet the background noise, but look.
That's all,
just speak.
You
and our great company, you know, you already know what you did for me, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. And I can't thank you enough, man. I still see that a lot of the work that you and I have put in is still available, man. That's one of the things I love about the digital age. And I have always said, man, love, like, or hate the magic man, but I came to work, man. You get what I'm saying? You might not like a lot of the stuff I presented, but that's okay. That's your choice. But one thing only a fool or the fool would deny that I came to work, and it's been over 37 years and counting, man. You get what I'm saying? And you are a major, major part of my come up. You understand? So, like I said, I personally thank you. And I even accepted the Hall of Fame even on your behalf, man, because you, and I got to shout out, you know, as I like to call it, Your Highness, T-Tall,
yeah.
or Tall T. I go right now, she switch it up. I don't know which one it is. Is it T-Tall or is it Tall T?
Yeah, T-Tall.
I don't know.
You know what?
T-Tall, Miss T is Queen, T-Tall.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy because, you know, we understand, you know, through a lot of hatred, you know, people, and Larry, you already know our conversations, right? To build this network,
right.
to buy back Beverly Nation, where people thought that would never happen, right? And I got that back in 2017, and then, you know, amalgamated both networks together to be WBNN. You know, people thought that never happened, period. And you are the main reason why it happened. And all the folks out there, all the WBNN hosts understand that without Larry Shepherd's help with me, you wouldn't be on the radio today, period.
Yes.
Period.
Oh, thank you.
So understand that. So, and everybody else that has contributed through their hard work and their dedication, you know, that's what makes the network what it is today. And, you know, Larry, you know, my commissioner will be able to come on and give you props as well. Larry Shepherd is the name of the game, you know, for us to come and have, you know, the art of war, to be able to come back and say, we're
yes.
going to be not only great, but all the folks that, you know, counting out robbery to leave and be haters, like, damn, he did it. I thought he was finished. I thought he wasn't doing it no more. You know what I'm saying? You understand all that. So I let you know that
yes.
I got to get props where props is due. This is my problem. And through game planning, you know what I mean, you know, getting to, you know, that, you know, navigation room, this is the reason why
mm-hmm.
this network is where it is today. Larry Shepherd is one of the greatest influences of my life in broadcasting. And I thank you what you've done for me.
Oh, thank you. You know, you're my brother. So, you know, and you know, one thing is very interesting. You know, I learned a lot from you. You were DJ Honeybee, and you would play songs that I never heard of. And you were just, you're like more of an educator when it came to music. DJ Honeybee.
Yeah, thank you for that. And all the folks that's on this network tonight, Brother Larry, thank you, Huni Bakatun, and we will wear you. They'll be on next week on Thursday. Thank you to Clever One that was on, you know, last Wednesday, you know, and doing a great job in what he does on a constant basis, you know, as an intern. Thank you to Will of God and Next Friday with Too Thorough, your true friend, Will of God, one of the last two charter member hosts with Andre Preston retiring. He's got, you know, Antonia Batts and Will of God being part of this outstanding network. You know, thank you so much. You know, just listening. You know, a lot of times, you know, we got to let ego go aside because going back to Will of God, he said, listen, man, if you listen to me, you'll see a difference. And he did that for me. You know, and I talked about that with you, Larry, right? He said, man, the boy, he got a point. And I had to listen and enhance it to the, you know, and you know, moving the blog to Ray Norton. I already knew what he was telling me to do. And it's funny, when he called me, I was planning to do it. And then it's just God's will, and no pun intended to Will's name. But it was no, you know, it was God's will. And he helped me to be, you know, to enhance the sound. And anything you want to say to Will of God about that?
Yes, you know, remember the first time I met Will of God? And Will of God, we said we were a dynasty. We were a dynasty fan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, imagine that, man, and yeah. All that, you know, come to be. And you know, it's great. You know, this show tonight with, you know, Christine Power with Jesus and that great archive. And, you know, we're not afraid to be able to understand that. So I'm going to bring Will of God back on real quick. And Will of God, you know, what's up, man?
Yo, first of all, what's up, Cash, man?
Hey, what's up, my man?
I'm still black, man. I dance over, ain't never going to be ugly because God said no. You're not allowed to be ugly. You know how people, they look ugly because they're born ugly? No, I can't say that. Some people just, I'm so dumb. Cause I see people walk around with babies. And I'm like, damn, that's your, you know, first you see fine women, and they're like, they mad because they're walking with the ugly duckling nigga. I mean, brother, and he looked like, damn, she had a baby by him. He probably had a lot of money. I don't know. But sometimes you see the babies come out, you're like, what the hell? But I can't talk about that because everybody is a baby until they grow up. Shoot.
Listen, the next week, too far in your area, man. You know what I mean? But like I said, Will, I want to appreciate, you know, I really want
to
appreciate what you said tonight.
I'm still trying to grow up now. You know what I mean? It's a hard thing to do because you always meet clowns. And, you know, everybody that's clowning, you don't want to give them a party. You don't never want to give a clown a party because they're going to have a big old nose. So you got to think about that. Put them in some pantyhose, then they look different. But I'm just glad that this show is, you know, what it is because of the fact that a lot of people was able to receive the information. I hope they understand the words that said. My show's called Too Thorough by Will of God, and I don't know what my topic's going to be until I figure it out. Because right now I'm all over the place. I'm seeing all this type of people called mustard that just can't catch up. So I'm trying to be like evaporations. I don't know what the hell I just said, but think about it. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. Okay. That's it. That's him. That's him. And I want to appreciate Will of God coming on. You know, and like I said, Larry, people that help, you got to make sure that they're, you know, honored. And I thank Will of God for that. Mr. Automatic Cast, Matty, any last words before I bring on my commissioner for Ngozi time?
I just want to say that I've seen the growth in this, and I'm just proud of you.
Thank you.
And it's just been so real, you know, just working with you. And see how your network has just grown from, you know, different type of hosts, and it just shows the authenticity. You know, it just I see greatness. I mean, your network has came a long way, and there are so many good souls in archives. That's what I'm going to bring back.
All right, and that's it, that's all of it. But I want to thank that person there, Chini in broadcasting, understand it. But my greatest influence is Larry Shepherd. And now to our commissioner, Ngozi Thon. Obi, she didn't fall in the spirit. But, you know, she did, that's fine. But I'm just so grateful for tonight's show and for us to be able to be a part of something that's greater than us. You know, what more can we say, you know, about Christine Powell? She, you know, is a nominee for the Hall of Fame. And, you know, make sure that, I don't know if Mr. Huni Bakatun can talk, but, you know, your website, Huni, if you're there, how people can reach you for votes. Are you still there? Okay. Give me 4 seconds.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're loud and clear.
Hello?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, hey, you can email me, the Magic Man, MAJIKMANHERU @gmail.com, man. Get these testimonials in here, these emails, and let's do our part. They're already doing their part. Hall of Fame nominated Christine Caesars Powell, along with Mr. Terrence Sprint, man. Let's do this, y'all.
All right. And now our commissioner with Ngozi Thon, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Hey, everybody. I enjoyed the show, listening to all of you and to Larry Shepherd, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. God bless you so much. And to all of you and to Jesus, get better. Get better, my sister. And if you need any help, give me a call, please, because I am a naturopathic doctor. So I can help you, whatever you're going through. You can call me personally, okay? You can get the number from Brother O, or you can dial 844-642-8378 for anybody else that may need some help naturally, doing it the natural way of getting well and getting your health back. And definitely tune in Sunday night to News Forum, 9:30 p.m. All right. WBNN is a wonderful station, wonderful network with a wonderful family of hosts. And just continue to do what you do, everybody, and as the will of God said, yeah, some of you definitely need to up your game, especially with supporting each other each week. Support each other's shows. That is so very important to show our love for one another. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Thon Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at @Ngozi_Thon and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. From Mothers and Fathers favorite producer, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Good night, everybody, and good night, family.